whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Awesome.
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I'm Dana Powell.
I'm Jessica Young.
And this is our show?
Yeah.
Okay. How was your week?
It was good, minus my pollen allergies. No complaints.
Yeah, we're in super bloom.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's crazy.
It's beautiful, but it's...
I know. I'm kind of sad that I didn't drive out to one of those areas with, like,
you know,
the poppies
what?
And all that
yes,
stuff.
Yes, we were going to do that this year because I've had friends that have done it for years.
Yeah.
But now I read this article because of Instagram and people taking selfies and stuff.
I know, crushing them.
They're crushing them and getting off the trail. And so it was, like, a big deal this year. Mm-hmm. So we didn't go.
Right.
Is it always going to be popular? Why does popularity ruin everything?
I think so. That's like in Los Angeles Magazine. They have a section every year. It's like the 10 best things you didn't know existed in LA. Like, now they're ruined.
Now they're ruined. Yeah.
Because thousands of people will go. One of them was like a tiny beach. I think you've been to it too. It's right where Malibu ends and Ventura County begins. Mm-hmm. It's called El Capitan.
Oh, I love that beach.
It's magical. Yes. It has like the little, they're not sea caves, but the rocks growing out like, you know, Karate Kid Part 2 or something.
Right. In fact, I think some of that was
it probably was
down there. Yeah.
And Peter Cetera's video. Seriously, that was like one of my favorite places for years out here. And then once, and there would never be anyone there. And if there was, it'd be one or two people.
Yeah.
And it was flooded after that was released.
Yeah, the internet ruins everything now.
It really does.
Wow, we started this show off great.
Same with restaurants. So you want people to be successful, but sometimes it's like a diner that you love and now it got featured on Triple D.
Yeah, and people are traveling to go to it.
And it's 3 hours if you want to get two
crazy.
Eggs and a piece of bacon.
Yeah. Eesh.
Yeah.
Well,
I keep staring at you and holding and pausing my breath, trying to not talk at the same time as the plane.
Oh my God. Literally, we sat here for what, an hour or more?
Not a peep.
Not a peep. As soon as I put my headphones on, dogs started barking and the Red Baron came.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
I think he knows we're here and now he's just doing like trick dives.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
How was your week?
It was good. It was good. I met with a mutual friend of ours, Josh DeBose, which he will love that we said
his name, yeah.
But we'll have to tell him because God knows he's probably never listened to our show. But he's a good friend of ours. I used to write with him and we're kind of working on a project together.
Mm-hmm.
And he took me to, or we met up at, the Whole Foods in Burbank.
And you guys apparently were attending a rave there from what I saw.
Oh my God. So if you don't have a Whole Foods where you live, I mean, how would you describe a Whole Foods? It's like so fancy. It's definitely somewhere a Jessica Young would shop.
Oh my God. I've been there like maybe 5 times ever in my entire life.
Are you
life.
Serious?
I'm really serious.
They're expensive, but everything there is amazing. Like, I went over with Josh to the meat counter.
Well, the meat and the fish
the meat is so beautifully
beyond.
Marbled. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
They also had like a vodka tasting and a Gouda.
Oh.
Josh went and bought me some Gouda. He bought himself super spicy and me not because I'm a wimp and knew it. You can bring your food into the bar that's in the Whole Foods.
What?
You can bring alcohol, like you can...
Like buy a beer or wine or something there.
And bring it. Oh. Plus, they have their own bar there that you can just order directly from. And then on Friday nights, it's called Stage 71. So Hollywood. On Friday nights, a DJ comes in there.
I saw.
Yeah, we were rocking out.
That's amazing.
It was really fun.
That is fun.
Yeah.
I like Whole Foods a lot. And yes, they're, again, for meats and things like that, treat yourself. It can't be beat. But a lot of the stuff they have there is sold elsewhere. Now so many local grocery chains and stuff have an organic section or like, you know, non-toxic.
Uh-huh.
Natural beauty products, deodorant, soaps, and all that stuff. So I'm like, sometimes I'm like, buzz off Whole Foods.
I know, they're pretty pricey.
I can get this at Ralph's.
Yeah, but you know what you probably can't get at Ralph's?
Marbled meat.
Well, sometimes maybe, but I'm pretty darn sure you can't get the bottle of quinoa vodka I bought from a French man.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. It's you in my of all freezer. People. In my freezer. And it's smooth.
It's like made from quinoa instead of potatoes. Uh-huh. What?
Yeah. This adorable little Frenchman was over here in America peddling the quinoa vodka at the Whole Foods.
I'm kind of fascinated by that.
Yeah, it was delicious. Josh was like, hey, if you go over to the bathroom, there's a vodka tasting there. I was like, are you kidding me?
Best impression ever.
He sounds just like that.
I got some quinoa vodka.
Try some of this Gouda. Put it on a cracker. You'll like it. Mine's spicy. Don't eat that.
Oh, my God. I love it.
So, yeah, that was fun. It was an interesting experience.
That is
fun. And I'll
fun.
Definitely go back.
Yeah.
There were tons of people there working and stuff.
I like fun little local things like that. That's not a whole big scene. You can just go and have a drink and a snack, and that sounds delightful.
It was wonderful. And then at one point, I started singing something, and like a ton of people started singing with us. Like, it was insane. It was such a community kind of thing.
Was it something that was being played by the DJ?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just pictured you like John Candy pulling a 3 coins in a fountain on the bus.
What's happening? I don't understand. Is that from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Oh, God. Actually, that was Steve Martin that did that, and nobody sang along, and then John Candy brought everyone together.
Thank God you corrected yourself. I would have been so mad. Well, I guess we should tell people right off the bat how to contact us.
I guess we should.
Because if you hadn't corrected yourself, somebody would have needed to.
And I love it and welcome it. We always do. Please follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You can get a daily dose of Rants and Raves meme and comedy at the Rants and Raves Podcast. Our website, therantsandravespodcast.com. Twitter at @raves_the. Now up to 9 followers. You heard it here first. And email us directly either through the contact tab on our website or therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com.
Yay! Please, you guys, rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends.
Absolutely.
Get in contact with us. Tell us what you want to rant about. Tell us about your hometown heroes, organizations, anything you'd like us to rave about. We're super, super excited to share all of your local things to inspire other people in other communities and just spread the word of goodness.
Mm-hmm. And thank you to some of our listeners who, when something has spoken to them specifically that they've liked as far as a rave, for putting that out there. We've had
some people
share.
People are really sharing things, and I love it.
It's great because that's getting the word out for that other organization. So
absolutely.
Thank you for supporting good causes.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Should we go ahead and get into our rants?
Off the bat? Why not?
Okay.
I live for it.
I guess I'm going first, and I'll keep this short because I feel like it's kind of, it a little bit revisits some things we've talked about before.
A lot of life is revisiting. It's
Doesn't
fine.
It
yes.
Nobody's reinventing the wheel.
No. No, they're not.
So I talked once before about how I was at Ulta and the cashier lady got mad at a woman who put her kid on the counter. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I went to Ulta yesterday, and which, by the way, I sent you pictures of Diva Curl.
Thank you.
Yes.
By the way, due to everyone's suggestions, I went to 4 different places this weekend, 2 CVS, 1 Rite Aid, 1 Target. Not a Diva Curl in sight.
I looked at Target when I was there for you, and they were out too. It was sold out.
And then Dana came through and found a whole world of Diva Curl.
There's an entire aisle of Diva Curl.
I gotta go there.
Yeah, it was amazing. But when you go, that cashier lady may not be very nice.
Oh, I don't like that.
So here's what happened. I got my stuff, and I went up to the cashier place, and you've been in an Ulta, right?
Yes.
It's one long thing with cash registers, and you stand in line at one side, and usually there's like roped off area, whatever.
Scansions.
Jessica, that's what they're really called, aren't they? Why do you know that?
Because we bought some for a client once for their production office because they thought it would be cool to have like the velvet rope on brass handles. And
is there a game show you can go on that's just like
random facts,
random knowledge and vocabulary? Because you would win.
Oh, my God.
Yes. The scansions, Jessica. I mean, it makes you seem like a genius. You know that, right? You're
crying.
Dying right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry.
Have you never been called a genius?
No.
Well, accept it.
No.
I know labels are not always positive, but I'm labeling you a genius.
A senseless trivia genius. My husband will concur with you on that.
I feel like you guys are together because he also is one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mega.
I love it so much. Oh my God. I love it.
Please finish describing your time in the scansions before we lead up to the cashier.
Okay. So I was standing at one end and there was a girl in all black with like a headset thing on talking. And I was like, oh, she's the manager. This clearly is not where I stand to be next in line. Mm-hmm. So I go to the other side of the scansions. And I'm standing there. The woman checks out a person, doesn't say anything. Then the manager, what I thought, was just a customer on her phone.
Wearing a headset.
Uh-huh.
I can't. Nope.
And the girl finally looks at me and goes, the line's over there. Mm-mm. And I was like, I mean, I gave her the jut jaw Dana glare.
The Powell scowl.
Uh-huh. And I go, okay. So I walk over. Now there's four people in line.
No,
And I said to the girl in front of me, I was like, are you in line? Because she was like looking at the, you know, they put all this stuff to try and get you to buy. And I always do. Mm-hmm. And she goes, And I go, oh, cool. I was standing at the wrong end of the line. And she goes, oh, no. But she didn't go, oh, do you want to go ahead? She saw me standing over there. She saw me, right?
Yeah.
So I am fuming. And I'm not mad at the other customers. Mm-hmm. Everyone was very nice. I get up to the cashier and she goes, hello. And I go, oh, hi. She does not like say, and it took everything in my power. You know what a sass mouth I am. It took everything in my power not to go, you know, you saw me standing there for a while and you didn't mention that that was not the line. And so then I had to wait for four people. I didn't say anything because I was like, I'm going to see if she says anything. So she checks me out and I'm done. She doesn't say, okay, thank you. Have a good day. Nothing. Doesn't even look at me. I stood there for a good full 4 seconds just staring at her. And in my mind, I was like, okay, you've got two choices, Dana. You can go, you know what? You have a good day. Very sarcastically. Or you just stare at her weirdly and then walk away like an asshole. So that's what I did. I went with B. She did not say thank you for shopping with us. She didn't say hello to me when I walked up. She let me stand through two customers at the wrong end of the line.
So rude.
And I wanted to, I thought of you and how you told too much to the lady on the plane about the woman you wanted to get water for. Uh-huh. And I was like, don't do that, Dana. Because I wanted to go, I thought that woman was a manager. She's dressed in all black like you and she had a headset on. And you just let me stand there. What did you think I was doing? Did you think I just like watching you check people out and I didn't want to buy the things in my hands? I was so annoyed.
I wish
she
had
so cold and unfriendly. It made me mad.
No, I can't stand when people are unawares anywhere. I don't care where you work. Every time I hear the door open, because one of the places I work, I sit very close to where the front door is. You best believe I stand up and peek around the corner to look at who's coming into our office. Usually is a coworker. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's the mailman. Sometimes it's an Instacart delivery. Sometimes it's a total freakazoid off the street.
Right, right. Well, and I wasn't even mad that usually when you walk into an Ulta, they're like, oh, hi, would you like a bag or something? Whatever.
Aggressively helpful.
Right. Right. So it really didn't bother me, but I was like, you saw me standing there. Yeah. You knew I was waiting in line. Yep. You could have, when I went and got in line, the next person that came up, she could have easily been like, I'm so sorry, she was in line. She didn't realize this was the end. Mm-hmm. You know, she could have done that. And the people there were so nice. They would have been like, oh my God, for sure. You know?
Yeah.
But I can't be like, excuse me, guys. I've been standing in line. Yes, I was at the wrong end, but I didn't know. And she didn't say anything. So if you could go ahead and let me go first, that'd be really nice. I can't. I can't be that person, even though I am inside.
I wish you did say that and that the woman said, no, no.
No, no.
You know what no, no means.
You know, lines go left to right.
You know what? Now that you're saying this too, again, rude, because when you notice someone say, oh, ma'am, I'm sorry, the line's over.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
Said, that's not the line. It's over there.
Right. Totally rude, and she sees you there, and before other people are there, should have taken you. That goes without saying. My husband and I went to a really cool tiki bar the other night. Mm-hmm. And it's a small place and there was quite a line. There's always a line because they're like really hand making the cocktails,
oh,
right?
No.
They're
really. Was it?
It's called Tonga Hut. It's in the valley on Victory and Coldwater, like at that intersection.
Oh.
So there's quite a line. You've got to be patient for the drinks, but they're so worth it. And so they even have a sign that says order here. Now there is a full on line. Like you can't miss it. Mm-hmm. And I was standing there and people just kept walking in and you see that look of entitlement in their eyes.
Uh-huh.
They look at the line, kind of roll their eyes and then just walk straight to where it says order here. So you will be proud instead of me being my usual passive aggressive, clapping in someone's ear or glaring and breathing heavily near them like they're going to magically know there's a problem. Every single person, I'm like, the line is back here.
I'm a bad influence.
And I loved it. I pointed it out three different people, like three different groups of people did it. I was like, no,
because the thing
way.
Is,
I've been waiting for 15 minutes exactly. to get a Mai Tai.
And they know. They're yeah. just hoping of nobody they calls them out.
Oh, I didn't know. Or they would like be exasperated. And I saw two guys then walked around to the other side of the bar. And luckily, the bartenders did not go over. They are standing there and they focus on whoever is in the line. But I thought, you creep.
Yes.
You're going to try to sidewind over there.
Over a tiki drink.
Okay.
Rude.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Ulta over on, where was it? Oh, Van Nuys.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe check your register, girl. She wasn't very friendly. And also, lady standing in line in all black with a ton of makeup on and a headset. Everyone thinks you work at Ulta. She was lovely.
Aren't you mortified? I mean, at least you didn't talk. I've done that with several people where, yes, they kind of dress like
she
the place
like
you are.
She looked like she worked there, for sure. And then with a headset, it mm-hmm. wasn't like regular earbuds. It was like an earpiece. Like an old school, what were those things we had that were square rectangles for a while? It was like 3 years.
What?
That was a wireless.
A jawbone.
A jawbone. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have one?
I did not.
I had one for a very short time and it was very easy to forget it was in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
And that became a problem in like a running joke in pop culture.
Yes. Were you one of those people walking around with it on? Like you were always.
I tried not to be.
Always closing.
I tried not to be. But I think I've talked about this on another show, but I don't think here. I one time auditioned for Desperate Housewives with that stupid
no,
thing in my ear.
You never talked about it and I didn't know about it. What? Not okay. You
I
didn't
had,
realize till you
I
left.
I didn't realize until I left. Guess what? Dana was never on Desperate Housewives. Can you imagine what that casting director thought about me?
I do.
He definitely said to other people, I had this girl come in and audition today. With a jawbone in her fucking ear.
I mean, she was great, but somebody that's going to be on their phone all the time is going to be a real issue on set.
Somebody needs to tell her to take that out of her ear before she goes to work.
Were you wearing your flip phone in a holster on your waist as
Jessica,
well?
Jessica, I'm not a caveman.
I can't believe you auditioned with a jawbone.
So stupid. So stupid.
So stupid.
Thank you for agreeing.
Because I've done, and I just feel so bad that you didn't know until you left.
Know. And why didn't he say, hey, you might want to take that out? Because he didn't care. He was like, no, I'm not going to use this girl. I'm going to let her humiliate herself.
Unbelievable. But why do people have their dang headsets and earbuds in public anyways? You're in a place of business now?
I'll tell you
take
why.
Take it out.
I'll tell you why, Jessica, because we don't want anybody to talk to us. Yes, it's me.
Do you walk around with the headphones?
I go through Target and stuff listening to podcasts.
You do? Really?
Yeah, but I take it out when I have to, when I'm talking to, when
sure.
I go through the cashier or whatever. But otherwise, yeah, I'll leave it.
That would make me too unawares of my surroundings.
No, you only put in one ear so you can still hear.
That's like taking a cat nap on a lawn. You're like half lucid. You're not really sleeping. I'm half listening, but I can hear, you know.
Are you telling me a story right now? I don't understand.
I could not hear the background noise of Target and be focused and listening to.
Oh, really? Yeah, I can.
That's
I often
impressive.
Write with earbuds in playing music. Like, I don't know why, but sound helps me focus better.
Sure.
I'm not sure why.
I used to listen to classical music when I studied.
Nerd.
because it's not something you sing along to. Exactly. So it's not distracting, right?
I think that's what it is for me. Mm-hmm. Not podcasts necessarily, but music. If I'm and I listen to music, it's just, yeah, I can. Anyway, I got real wound up.
I hope that Ulta treats you better in the future, or if they even are lucky enough to get your business again.
I mean, you know, they will be. And it was fine. I went out to my car and recorded myself singing an Alanis Morissette song and put it on Instagram. So
I loved it.
Feel free to follow me at Dana Powell's if you'd like to see what it's like to be in a car with me.
Dana Powell's with an S.
I had to add the S because somebody stole my name.
All these ding-dongs.
All these Dana Powell's.
Their social media names. How dare someone have the same name as us?
How dare? Ever? How dare they?
It's rude.
Rude. Okay, what's your rant for this week?
My rant is regarding the induction of this year's Hall of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Dan Tipton's huge into that every year.
I love it. It's a very long show.
It's 12 hours long.
It pretty much is. I love seeing live performances. So do you, of any kind. But that's why, like, I always love the Grammys. That's very well produced. The Kennedy Center Honors.
Yeah, yeah.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, no exception. And I love, like, as I said, the backstory of artists. Mm-hmm. Amazing to see where people came from. There was a real disparity in the quality of the show from the time that it started to where it ended. I'm going to give you
hungry and tired.
Seriously, it's long. It's like at least 3 hours long. So whoever produced the show, big kudos. They did the right thing. Who do you think opened the show? Your head's going to explode because I'm pretty sure you're a big fan of hers. Stevie Nicks.
Love it.
Okay. We've all known and said for years what a witchy woman goddess she is. But that woman, I'm begging you, if you watch no other part of this show, please watch the opening act, which is several songs. She blew the roof off the place. Every single person was on their feet. She sounds unreal. I don't know exactly how old she is. She's in her 60s.
Yeah, for sure.
She sounds incredible. She can still move. Her energy was unreal. Don Henley came out to do Leather and Lace with her.
Wow.
Which was amazing. And he can still sing. It was just fantastic. So electrifying. The performance start, you're like, oh my God, it's just only going to get better and better. How is that even possible? Next nominees were The Cure. Love The Cure. Was a huge fan. They made it some very odd choices, in my opinion, of the songs they chose to sing for that, in particular, their first song. So I love them, but it got a little bit wonky. Then we moved to Janet Jackson,
okay,
who I saw on the Rhythm Nation tour in the back in the day.
Stop bragging.
I bought the key earring, still own it. I bought it at the concert and put it in. Oh yeah, loved it. So she was honored and her career is insane.
Yeah.
And she gave a really beautiful speech, but she didn't perform. And so I was obsessed because I'm like, well, she's capable.
Yeah.
Why isn't she performing? And I looked it up and found several articles that said she, you know, went to the show and accepted the award, but declined to perform because HBO produced it. And they also are the ones showing the documentary about her brother right now.
Yeah, which is scathing.
I have not watched it. Then the next disappointment came with Radiohead, one of my favorite bands of all time. Only two of them showed up and they didn't perform. And so also usually if people can't, like, this is so sad, but the Beastie Boys, once MCA had passed away, they did not perform. They don't perform anymore now that he's passed, but they had other people
perform their songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like people in the industry and other DJs.
It was
DJs.
Really cool. That was last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, why couldn't somebody have done a tribute? Like,
there's so much behind the scenes bickering that happens. I know. With that stuff, though.
It's just, but it was disappointing. Usually, you're gonna perform if you're living, and if not, they have other people that tribute. Do the tribute to you. So, I'm wrapping it up here. If you're gonna watch it, watch Stevie Nicks, and then you can cut to the end where they did the Zombies. It was like a really big band. No, the Zombies. They did that song, It's a Time for the Season. Do remember from the 60s?
Kind of, yeah.
You know the song.
I'm sure,
like,
I do.
Without question. That guy can't sing anymore.
Aww.
It was kind of like when I saw Liza Minnelli at the Hollywood Bowl.
Aww.
What happened? Okay, like, why didn't a manager maybe talk to them, or like they didn't have a sound check? I don't know. It was very bad. It was very kind of painful to watch, but the pinnacle was the closing act of Def Leppard. And my eyes literally avulsed from my body. They were unrecognizable, okay? Except for the drummer, the badass drummer who lost his arm.
Yes, yes.
In an accident years ago.
Yes.
They're all older, but he's the only one who looks like himself, just a bit older, uh-huh. and still like smiling and his awesome, amazing spirit. Joe Elliott, who was the front man, unrecognizable. And the bassist legit looked like the stunt double for Mickey Rourke in the movie The Wrestler. I was so freaked out at how different they looked because of, I think, the amount of surgery.
Plastic surgery.
But they performed, and he also can't sing anymore.
Mm.
And I just thought it was very awkward and weird for something so big that's
it's
televised.
It's such an odd thing, because when your talent is using your voice, that's what you're known for.
Uh-huh.
And then you lose it, which happens.
Right.
Then you go, okay, well, isn't it the same thing as telling women, like, oh, you're hideous now because you're old? Older, should they still be allowed to sing, or is it like, why don't you let the memories live on?
Right. I mean, no, and I'm not trying to make fun of that. I don't think they should not be allowed to sing, but I mean, I need you to see it. It's so
it's
painful mm-hmm. how bad it is. It sounds like me or anyone else that's not a good singer
right.
and doing karaoke that has zero breath support, and it's kind of like this, like
mm-hmm.
there was no power behind his voice at all, and you're like mm-hmm. watching all the footage and remembering them in their heyday, and you're like, yes, Def Leppard's closing the show, and then oh my god.
Aww, that's
yeah
a bummer.
It really was.
Well, to piggyback off of that, if I may,
please,
something that I, now this is personal opinion, I considered a bummer. Did you see Taylor Swift's big release?
Because of you, I did. It's
okay. So, just for those who may not know, Taylor Swift spent a year dropping hints on Instagram and social media about this big announcement mm-hmm. that was coming. Even had other celebrities plant things in their stuff.
Oh, come on.
People were guessing what it was. You know, I was in a girl chat on Instagram where these girls in New York mm-hmm. were like, oh my God, I can't wait. People had countdowns on their social media.
No.
426, 426, unicorn, heart, me. Like all these
oh
things,
my God.
Right? So I said to them, you guys, what if it's an eyeshadow palette? Like, what if she's revealing a makeup line or a perfume, like Wanderlust, you know?
That's
so
hilarious.
They were like, no, that can't be. It's too important. Yeah, real important. So anyway, 426, it finally drops. Oh, she drops a hint via Instagram that she's going to be somewhere but doesn't say it, just like posts a picture of, I don't know, a heart and a kitty cat butthole. I don't know what it was. And all these people show up at this, like thousands of people show up at this place, and sure enough, she shows up and makes this announcement. My girlfriend Kate, she was driving, I was riding. She texts me, she's like, are you home? They just announced that Taylor Swift's going to make an announcement during the during the draft, and I need to see it. And I was like, I'm not home, but my son and my mm-hmm. nanny stopped by. It's fine, right?
Hilarious.
She does. She's like, you have to watch the entire draft to see what they announced. I couldn't stay that whole time. But like, that's how heavy and important it was to people. Now, it features the guy, Brandon Urie, is that his name? From Panic at the Disco?
I don't know his name.
I think that's what it is. That could be somebody I improvised with years ago, but I'm not sure. Anyway, he's in it. It's a duet. It's called Me. It goes, do, do, do. Do, 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 do. I can't handle it. I told you, it sounds to me like a television promo for maybe Disney.
That's also what it looks like.
It's beautiful.
If you want to see Mary Poppins Returns in the style of Japanese anime and My Little Pony, sure.
I told the girls when it came out, I was like, it would have made a better eyeshadow palette.
Yeah.
The colors are beautiful.
It's a pastel sorbet for the senses. It's so ridiculous.
Wait, do your impression of her. At the beginning, there's a little like vignette.
Not okay. She's trying to speak French mm-hmm. with her boyfriend in the video.
Uh-huh.
And it's real bad.
What did she say that you yelled out?
He's speaking to her also in French and tells her to calm down. And she says, je suis calm.
Now, Jessica, how should she have said it?
Well, I don't even know what the word for calm is. I don't think it's calm in French, but it would be je suis.
Oh, my God. My eyes just rolled so hard.
You know what makes me angry about it? That you said what a lead up to that it was. That is like of epic proportions.
Epic. It was like she was going to cure cancer.
Or drop her version of Lemonade. Like an
yes.
album like Beyonce,
yes.
which is like,
and listen,
life changing.
I'm not a Swiftie hater. You know, I couldn't care less one way or the other. I think she's an empowering role model for a lot of young women.
Yes.
I told you a friend of mine sent an article. She did an interview. I don't remember if it was for like Vogue or Rolling Stone or whatever, but 30 things she's learned before 30. And it was really inspiring, very well written, very well thought out, really, really lovely for young women to look at and look up to.
Sure.
But I was like, if you are going to hype something that huge, it best be magical.
Yeah.
This was not magical.
No, it's not a good song. And
it's catchy, but it's so juvenile.
It's a lot of CG.
Yes, a lot of
pastel
CG.
Covered zombies dancing.
Now, if I could pull off that pastel yellow suit that she has, that'd be great. But my boobs are too big. I can't do it. It's not attainable for me. And that's like the only thing I took away from it.
You could have a suit. You would just need to have it like custom tailored.
Ugh, I don't know how they would mold around these.
I wish
tatas.
I could have a suit that was like made from, not that I wear suits, but for when
really
I need to.
Classy. Yeah. Woman.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm not mad.
I am.
I'm not. Well, kind of, I guess I'm mad at her.
I'm mad at her.
Just there's no way to ever live up to a year long hype.
Also, I don't think we'd be so angry about it if it just came out as a video.
Yes, exactly. I think I would be like, oh, that's cute. Uh-huh. Maybe not my cup of tea, but cute.
This was not her Chris Gaines moment.
No, God, no. And it was not life. There's nothing in it. It's called Me.
I'm
special. Do me.
You'll never love someone like me.
Like me.
I can't.
No, it's nothing earth shattering. Or artistically evolved in any way to live up to that kind of hype.
It's a lot of production hype.
Yeah.
I mean, those people should get
the
tip of the hat.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just was weird.
I agree.
I'm not happy about it.
No, I don't follow her, and I certainly will not be now.
So many hidden clues, so many. She doesn't follow anyone, zero people. I'm sure she has a private account or whatever, but I just think that's such a weird statement of,
millions of followers.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't need to follow anyone else. This isn't about popularity or me.
This is me.
Me, exclamation point, all capitals. I know I'm making fun, and I honestly wouldn't be if it weren't for the hype.
I agree.
That's what went crazy.
Yeah.
It was just bonkers.
We're angry because of the disappointment and letdown.
Oh, Taylor, you let us down. Mm-hmm. Just don't hype that big. Just say, hey, I got a new song, guys. Great. Like, it's not that big a deal.
If Taylor Swift farted in one of her promos, that would be a very big deal.
And why the choice to speak French at the beginning?
No, but please don't do it unless you can.
That would be like me trying to do that.
I can't speak it either. But
if I opened our show and was like, je vais même, je vais plus, je rentre en race podcast. Did I say
like
anything?
You sound like Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, thank you. All right. Well, I guess
that is hilarious.
I guess we can move on from that. Should we do a cleansing breath?
Sure.
I need to breathe out the Ulta and Taylor. The Ulta Taylor energy that I have. If you're in your car alone, scream it out if you want. If you're in a grocery store, pick up some little sausages and hold them real tight. We're just going to do a quick cleansing breath to get out all of the bad energy, because then we're going to bring in the good.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I do always feel better after.
Yeah.
I do. It's nice.
Cleansing breath.
I love it.
Really,
it really does work.
It does.
It's a miracle. Breathing works. I act like we discovered that. I'm as bad as Taylor Swift. I'm like, you guys, Jessica and I have some information for you. You know what helps in life? Breathing.
Just take a deep, long breath and everything will fall away.
We're going to start dropping some hints, and next year we're going to teach you how to breathe.
Oh, I'm starting the campaign today.
Okay, so moving into corners, I guess I'm starting.
Yes.
Corners. This week I messaged Jessica. We're getting to a different level of our relationship. It was about 1:30 in the morning, and I messaged you, I think via Instagram, because that's where I found it. But you never know where I'm going to message you. Sometimes you and I have conversations simultaneously via text, Instagram, and Facebook.
It's hilarious.
It's insanity.
I know.
But you never question it, and it makes me feel accepted.
I feel the same way. And sometimes, like, maybe I should pull it over to one thing. I'm like, nope, we're talking about this on this.
Yeah, it's really, it's about organization. So I messaged Jessica and I said, we're getting to a different level in our relationship. Do you like these? So this corner is going to be called, do you do it? What we need a sound effect. Do you do it?
Beep, beep.
Never going to remember that. It didn't make sense. It's not cool.
It never does.
It doesn't even sound like an opening. So ASMR, mm-hmm. I never remember what it sounds for.
Me neither.
Auditory stimulation, mega role play. I don't know. I can't remember. I could look it up, but I don't care enough.
That's so funny.
But I follow soap cutting ASMR videos. And basically they slice soaps into cubes or they use a cheese slicer mm-hmm. and they come off in little, they make them into flowers and then they crunch it all up.
It's amazing.
It's so satisfying. And I don't know why. So there are millions of them mm-hmm. on Instagram. All you have to do is type in soap and tons of them come up. I do get a little stressed out because I'm like, it's so wasteful. I hope they melt that soap back down and use it for something else.
I know. What are they using it for?
I don't know, but there's so many different kinds. I never realized how many kinds of soap there are. There's soft soaps. There's hard soaps. There's chalk soaps. Now, that's one I haven't sent you yet because we hadn't gotten to that level. I had to gauge your acceptance first. They are like a powdery chalk based mm-hmm. soap, probably more like akin to a bath fizzy.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll take a porcelain knife, which the sound of something off of that is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll shave it. And then it comes off really fine.
Oh.
So it's pleasing to the eye and the ear.
And then what do you do with your soap dust?
No, that's not the point, Jessica. That's not the point. I don't know.
Have you ever tried doing it yourself?
No, but I've thought about it. But then it seems like it would be an expensive hobby.
Yeah.
And a lot of them that I follow, there's like three that I follow that are Russian. And they have different regular soaps than we do. I know that sounds crazy, but
no.
Here in America, it would be like, oh, Dove or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They have like this blue and white striped one.
Oh.
Yeah, it's interesting to me. I get fascinated by all the little things. But while we're on ASMR,
mm-hmm.
there's some ASMR things? Completely unacceptable.
Yeah.
Food chewing? Can't handle it.
It's, I can't, I think we have said this. I can't deal when I can hear someone in my vicinity chewing anything.
Yeah. Just mouth noises in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our mics pick up so much. You would be shocked how much of our mouth noises I pull out when I edit.
No.
Someday I just should make a super cut of you and me going... Like, it's disgusting.
But it's disgusting.
I don't want to make you feel bad, but it's gross. But some people love that, listening to people chew food. There's all kinds of ASMR. Or like, I saw one the other day that's literally just dog brushing. Where people just brush dogs and you hear the...
So weird.
Yeah, but it's supposed to give people peace.
The soap, I actually like the sound and the look of it, I do too.
Yeah.
And also because I'm not good at making things uniform at, uh-huh. in any way, cutting with scissors, trying to chop a vegetable with a knife.
Right.
Forget it. So
they're
I do appreciate that. Yes. And people make it look like it's so easy. See, you can do it too. I'm like, no, I can't.
No. And also, I wonder in their personal lives, like, how much do they get chastised for how their nails look, if their fingers are dry? Because you know people obsess over that stuff.
Yeah.
Because the reason I think that is because occasionally I'm like, she should have gotten her nails done before.
Hilarious.
So judgy.
No, there's a lot of times where I can't put a picture up because I'm holding it. And even if I try to crop out the finger or the uh-huh. nail, it's not going to work. And I'll take a look at my half polished nails and I'm like, no, ma'am.
I can't. Yeah. I went and got my nails done yesterday, thank God.
I know, they look nice.
And the woman goes, oh, is this 3 weeks grow out? And I was like, yes, it is, as a matter of fact. It is. Thank you.
How rude.
I know.
Why did she need to know that?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what, I ended up falling in love with her.
No.
She was a 70-year-old woman.
Love.
That moved here when she was 20 from Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
In Vietnam, she met her husband, who was Korean. They moved here together. He was a civil engineer. She is an entrepreneur. She spent her entire life building salons.
Amazing.
And then selling them.
Mm-hmm.
And then now she's basically retired. So she just teaches girls at this salon how to do dipping.
I love it. What's dipping?
The powder dip.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was telling me all about it. But she, like, the best part was she's on Bumble. And she was like, I want to meet people, but all the guys that keep messaging me are so ugly.
Oh my God, she's 70.
She goes, I don't need money. I'm independent. I've made my own money. I have a beautiful house. Actually, my son lives with me right now. She goes, I just need companionship. And she goes, and Dana, she kept saying my name. And Dana, I don't need sex. I don't need it. I just want someone to have fun with, but not ugly. And she goes, and all the men my age, they want a nurse. I don't want to nurse someone. I want someone with vitality. I loved her.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she was amazing. I don't know how I got on to talking about Kim, my Vietnamese nail lady who I absolutely worshipped.
I love the lady that I go to who she can't understand half of what I'm saying and vice versa. And all she does is laugh like a little girl. And she always says, you're so funny.
Oh my God. Well, this woman was gorgeous, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was older and just strong. I was like, you need to do life coaching or something, because she was just
totally
strong and independent. I said, do you still have family over in Vietnam? And she goes, oh, Dana, I am 71. They're all dead.
Oh my God.
It was cute. But anyway, back to ASMR. I asked you if there was anything you get obsessed, because I wanted you to reveal some like weird thing where I'm like, I watch soap cutting. What do you do? And you're like, I watch videos of people decorating cookies.
I know, maybe it's not so bizarre, but I'm kind of obsessed with those videos which are done and sped up, time lapse or whatever.
Yeah.
Tasty is one of the sites that does it.
Oh, you're like, serious about it.
Well, there's specific ones with cookies. Like Tasty will show you, like, you know, chicken parmesan, and they show you and it's sped up, so it looks like it took 1 minute to make that recipe, which they've made look extremely simple with its 15 ingredients and everything else. But it's very satisfying to watch it in quick time, right?
Even if you can't eat it?
Yeah, because it just, like, it falsely makes me think, you know what, I'm gonna make, I don't ever make any of them. But I'm like, I could make that.
It's the decorating that blows my mind.
Okay, so yeah, the decorating videos are also sped up in time lapse. And there's two things that are very rewarding about it. One, just the actual intricacy, but they always do the outline. Now, have you ever tried to decorate a cookie?
Oh, yes. Just a couple of weeks ago when
Impossible.
I went to Duff's or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And you get the little bag and you're like, no, it's like a pen. I'll just squeeze it out and write. Not that simple.
You got to work that thing. You got to massage that icing or whatever. You don't know how thick it is.
Can you stop squeezing your hand? Because it does not look like you're decorating a cookie.
Oh my God. It's so hard to use those things and to keep your hands steady and to get, you have to be very patient to squirt out just a tiny bit, right? So they outline the entire thing and then just like magic, it fills in solid.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I've also seen the ones where they decorate them and it's so intricate. It's like lace or lattice.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Legit, like looks like a piece of antique doily that your grandmother had.
It's unbelievable.
It's insane. Almost
too
so insane.
To eat.
I know. And when I watch any of those, I'm like, okay, that took a really long time.
Hours,
surely.
I'm sure.
So people that do this, and I know things can be very expensive when you're getting custom cookies and cakes.
Yeah.
But you know what? Looking at the make one lace cookie, now imagine someone having to make 100 for a wedding or 300. No way.
No.
Completely hand done. It's not a decal that they've pressed on. Now it's just baked on there. It's like a whole.
That's why they're so expensive.
They're artists.
Oh,
they're legit.
For sure.
It's really, really cool.
Yeah. I feel like now that we're talking about it and really breaking it down, your cookie video watching is better than my like, we cut soap.
No, it's not. The soap cut, that green soap that you said, I'm telling you, it's very,
very. I mean,
if
you guys want something, I can only watch it for so long because I do start getting stressed. Like I said, where's it going? What are they doing? Are they melting it down? Is it thrown away? But initially, some of them are real good at editing. Like they just get the good cuts, because when you get deeper down, it's not as good cuts. Like they come off in chunks and then you get mad. I don't know why. I don't know why, but you do. So some of them are real good at editing. Anyway, check it out, people.
Do it.
Do it. It's very
we're going to post the soap cutting and then also at least one of the magical, you can make this cookie in under 30 seconds too.
But you can't.
You cannot. Right. Let us assure you.
Can I move on to our next corner?
Yeah, of course.
Because our next corner, I'm sure I'm going to have a lot to say about. This corner is just Jessica.
Dana.
Go ahead. Tell everybody what you did.
Okay. So again, I'm not a vegan, but who
cares? Nothing wrong with that.
No, like, I'm saying that because I used to always suggest a vegan restaurant to customers in the area of where I was working at the time. And a lot of times people would look at me with shock or disgust or disappointment and just go, I'm not vegan. And I'd say, I'm sorry, you don't eat vegetables?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? Who cares if you're vegan or not? Food is food.
Yeah.
And it's healthy. And everything doesn't have to have meat in it. And especially not every meal, right? I'm not trying to get on a trip about this. I'm just saying, try things that you haven't tried. You'll be pleasantly shocked.
Sometimes.
And I say this because I really poo-pooed this place before I went to it this weekend.
I'm still poo-pooing it. I have an issue, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, because I always look at the full menu before I go somewhere and love to analyze and all of that stuff. So this is a vegan Cajun restaurant. Apparently the first of its kind in the world.
Uh-huh.
It is called Crimsey's, K-R-I-M-S-E-Y apostrophe S. It is in Los Angeles.
The side of their building has a really cool mural on it.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's like a voodoo rag doll with little button eyes.
I actually posted a picture of it once on my Instagram.
Yeah, it's so... Even her artwork is cool.
Amazing. Even though I would never go to that restaurant. Please continue.
Well, I'm begging you to go. So I look at the menu and I'm like, I mean, I thought like at least... Sometimes, you know, if you've never had like soy chicken and stuff like that, it legit can taste like fried chicken if done right. And also, a lot of times it's the way something's spiced.
Sure.
Like I always say, Indian food could be poured over styrofoam pellets and I would eat it because it's the sauce.
Right.
It's like all the spices and it like doesn't matter what.
But therein lies the problem for Dana. So Jessica sweetly was like, oh my God, you have to, she sent me pictures of her and Alan. And she's like, oh my God, you have to come to this, it's Cajun vegan. And I was like, I'm allergic to Cajun, it makes me vomit. And that's true. And
really?
I
only is it the spices
it's
and
the
stuff?
Cajun spices. Oh, like interesting. If I have too much red pepper and stuff, my body reacts.
Okay, then I don't want you to go there.
I know.
Well, let me tell you quickly what I had. So if you know New Orleans food, you know a po' boy is like one of the best things you can. I'm a big sandwich lover. So in New Orleans, I would grab a fried oyster po' boy any day, and it's the best thing ever. So I'm looking and I'm like, ugh, I was very disappointed with their meat substitutes because, of course, I thought it wasn't going to be satisfying.
Right.
Well, they make a po' boy like an oyster po' boy, but use fried hearts of palm.
Oh.
And it was freaking delicious.
Really?
Absolutely
and
delicious.
It tasted very similar.
Mm-hmm. My husband got the jambalaya.
Uh-huh.
So they did the same like spiced rice and all that stuff, but with veggie sausage.
Oh, cool.
Instead of like, you know, they use andouille sausage or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's fantastic. Anybody that's in LA, check that place out. They also have the Cafe du Monde coffee with chicory and the beignets.
I'm not positive I know any words you just said.
Okay.
Were you speaking a foreign language?
You will not be allergic to beignets.
I think I know a beignet.
They're like pillow donuts.
Pastry?
Yes. It's fried dough that like puffs up like a pillow and then it is doused in powdered sugar.
Oh, that sounds amazing. But what's a chicory coffee?
So chicory is... I don't know if it comes from... I think it comes from a tree. It's either a tree or a root. Wow.
People are yelling at us.
I don't remember.
Right now.
And Alan will be rolling his eyes that I didn't remember what chicory is because he can give you a whole backstory on it and why it was added to coffee during the war. But it was, like, I think, if I'm correct, coffee was getting really expensive at the time. And so they were cutting it with chicory, but people started to
What's chicory?
It has, like, kind of a bitter taste. Again, I think it's, like, comes from a tree.
Is it a leaf?
I don't know. Has a slightly bitter taste. It's really good. Like, Café du Monde, the famed Café du Monde in the French Quarter, has chicory coffee. And hello, at Disney World, at least in California, Disneyland rather, they have a Brennan's in downtown Disney that legit makes the Café du Monde beignets and serves their coffee.
Oh, wow.
And it's a must stop if you go to Disneyland.
Huh.
Before you enter the park, go to Brennan's Jazz Kitchen.
Okay.
And get that.
You sold told me.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Do you remember the commercial for Zatarain's?
Yes.
In New Orleans, we jazz it up with Zatarain's.
Yeah, and it had that guy. Wasn't he playing a sax or something?
Yes, it's like a silhouette of
him. Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect.
Finally, we connected.
But seriously, you try. That's what I'm saying. Don't be like, yeah, it's vegan. I don't like it. It was absolutely fantastic.
Like.
And how refreshing for people who don't eat meat that can have more interesting food.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think living in LA, we have a lot more opportunity for that than maybe other people.
And this lady who started it, that's the owner and the chef, she was a petroleum engineer and then had like a major change of direction in her life and what she wanted to do and left that behind, moved to LA and opened a vegan Cajun restaurant.
That is such a weirdly specific switch.
I only know about it because the staff told me.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I kind of love that.
I know. It was really cool.
The first Cajun food I puked up, Popeye's chicken.
Oh, also that doesn't count. That's not fair.
I know, but then I went to the farmer's market and had some Cajun, like Louisiana specialty.
But that's legit. You may have a thing with the pepper.
And I puked again because I thought with Popeyes it was just
bad food on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, okay. I didn't get it on Hollywood Boulevard, but yes. But then when I had the legit Louisiana Cajun style, and it made me sick. What's wrong with me in my elder life? I'm just a puker. I'm a crier and a puker.
Yeah.
It happened after I had a baby. I just cry and puke all the time.
Well, I'm never going to tease you with Cajun food, Cajun spices. I am going to show you something else that's going to put you over the edge that I saw in Target. And I need to see your reaction because this is
a surprise. I didn't know this was coming.
Absolutely horrifying. I know. I saved the best for last. So I need you to look at it as I read it. Okay. This is brownie batter hummus.
No.
In case you were wondering, made with chickpeas. No shit, Sherlock.
Of course. But hummus is supposed to be savory and spicy. Why do I want it to taste like brownie batter?
Okay, thank you. But this is a thing now that I've noticed a few times. I'm not talking about
it?
Absolutely not. Like you said, hummus, yes. Give me eggplant hummus, olive hummus, black bean hummus.
With a serving spoon, I'll eat hummus. It's delicious.
I love it.
I don't need chocolate.
And sugar with my chickpeas.
I'll tell you though, the packaging, the picture, it's enticing.
I am freaking out that you are not angry about this and that you're saying that's enticing.
No, I don't like it, but does it taste like brownie batter? Because that would be good.
Delighted by dessert hummus. No, I hate you.
You just said you hated me.
Not you. I hate them. Their company. Delighted by dessert hummus.
Don't backtrack, Jessica Young.
I mean it. So gross.
Will you please buy some and try it?
No, I will not.
No.
I absolutely will not. You already turned down the best offer ever. I told you needed to have that magnolia bread banana pudding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And as we're saying this, a listener said, surely my phone heard you talking about this because what popped up in her feed? Magnolia Bakery banana pudding.
Oh, my God. We are infiltrating people's
phones.
Yes. Sorry about it.
I'm not. Shenyun.
Stop! Oh my God! All right, I think I'm going to have to force this into race.
Yes.
So I think I'm going first, yeah? So my rave this week is about, I'm going to play the video because it's just the cutest thing. So this is from the Post Crescent in Appleton Fox Cities, Wisconsin. And it is a little boy, I'm going to play the video because it's just the cutest, a little boy telling his class that he's autistic.
Mm.
So he's grown up with these people. And, you know, we've talked a lot about special books by special kids.
Mm-hmm.
He works sometimes with people on spectrum and other, but it's about neurodiversity.
Mm-hmm.
So this was really just a sweet. I'm gonna play the video if you don't mind.
Of course.
Don't go rightfully by judging them. Go by trying to be the friend and see other people who actually have it and make them feel like a somebody. Because for a really long time, you guys have not known I had autism. So you guys thought I was really this. This is something I like to do, and I have autism. And it's actually something that some kids would be loving, that some of you guys might kind of want to have, because, like, it's always good to do this when you just, like, you know, want to feel better. Ooh, questions. Okay.
And
Steven.
Never hug me.
Yeah. Oh, hug.
Yeah. It was a question.
Yes, it was. Christian.
One thing I wanted to say is that when you do that, I don't think it's weird.
Same here.
Yeah. I think it's cool.
Julia.
I think you're amazing, pal.
Yeah.
Emma.
They're all just AJ? Asking him for hugs.
I was gonna say, so when you were talking about you having autism, I think I'm weird, but does it do some kids for autism usually mess up with their emotions?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, kind of, yeah.
You get mad, you break down.
Yeah. Abigail!
This isn't a question, but I think that it doesn't matter what a person does, or if it may look weird, or if they might make weird noises sometimes. That's okay. It's them, and it doesn't matter.
Yes,
they're good just the way they are, like you are, Mari.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm just gonna stop it there because I could watch this
Huggies.
For hours. So it just says a student raised his hand and asked to speak to the class. His teacher never imagined this beautiful moment that would unfold next. He just randomly decided to tell his class he was autistic. Because I'm sure they knew that he was on the spectrum, because when he talks about doing this and that, it makes you feel better. It's stimming.
Mm-hmm.
So he does snapping and clapping and a lot of the normal behaviors that kids on the spectrum do, and they're thought of as weird for it. So he just, I guess it was like show and tell, I'm not sure, but anyway,
love that he did that.
He just announced to his class, I'm autistic, and I know you guys sometimes might think I act weird, but I'm telling you, you might like to do it too.
Like, it's so cute.
He's just adorable. It's just the cutest thing. And it made me think, a very good friend of mine, Maria Stone Street, she is related to Eric Stone Street, and I just adore her. She works with, in Kansas, an organization called buildinghopeforautism.org. So you can look them up. They have a site that's launching. They do all kinds of fundraisers in Kansas City. It says, Building Hope for Autism Foundation is a Kansas not-for-profit that builds inclusion, connection, and support for the autism community. From initial diagnosis through adult life, Building Hope for Autism accepts, supports, and appreciates the strengths and needs of individuals with autism. By providing connections, services, and financial support at key milestones, the organization is determined to help individuals, families, caretakers, and other autism organizations build hope for anyone living with autism. It's just beautiful. You can check them out online. They're always having all kinds of events and raising money and stuff. And, you know, autism is something that we didn't know so much about years ago. I think it was very often put under the umbrella of Asperger's and different things like that. And they are all very similar. They're all on a spectrum.
But there's so many intricacies and there's differences.
And these kids are brilliant and lovely humans and so amazing. They just think different than we do.
Yep.
That doesn't make anything wrong with them.
No.
And it's incredible to me, adults now that we realize have autism, that they have been able to make such amazing lives and overcome these obstacles in a world that was not accepting of them.
Absolutely.
And I just hope for the future of children coming up now with, you know, who are on the spectrum to varying degrees, that society is now aware and becoming more open, and organizations like Maria's, you know, Building Hope for Autism is helping people understand that people are different and how to accept them and communicate with them in a way that is okay for both people, you know?
So to piggyback on that too, I'm thinking about Camp Yes And, which is out of Indiana University, and something that you and I are a part of, Camp Improv Utopia. You've been a teacher there, and I'm on the board. We give give proceeds for every single sale of any of our merchandise to Camp Yes And. The person who founded Improvutopia, our friend Nick Armstrong, he partnered with, that's what he decided to give the proceeds to from our sales of merchandise. And it's amazing because it's a camp for these kids, teaching them improv. And so letting them explore and be creative and again, get
and
out
it
of
kids the... kids on the spectrum or just all children?
I think it's specifically with people on the spectrum.
Oh
yeah.
My God, that's lovely.
Yeah, it's amazing.
A lot of times it's interesting because, you know, different people have different strengths. And so sometimes it's people are very analytical and they're good engineers or good at puzzles and things like that. But then there are some people too, just like all of us, who have creative strengths. You know, they're good storytellers. They're good. It's just amazing. There's so much about the brain we don't understand.
It's crazy.
And it pains me to think that in the past, people who struggled with different, with neurodiversity of any kind were often just thrown away.
Even when we were kids, they weren't nobody was talking about this. Nobody was diagnosed with this when we were kids.
The kids in my school that had any sort of learning disabilities were put in LD class, learning disability class. That was the name of it. And they were in the boiler room where the janitor was. I mean, talk about isolating.
It is.
And labeling and making it, making them feel not accepted.
Right.
It's just crazy how far we've come. And I'm so grateful for it and for organizations like this. And there are organizations like this in every town, every state. But more and more it's popping up.
And that people are being mainstreamed into the classes.
Into the classes. Because that way people grow up knowing different types of people and communication and abilities. And it's just incredible to me. It makes my heart sing.
I love it.
Yeah. So like I said, I only mentioned Building Hope for Autism because I happen to know Maria.
Yes.
So look that up. Check it out, especially if you're in the Kansas area. But there are organizations like this all over. Autism Awareness Month was just recently. By the time this comes out, I don't think it well passed. But anyway, there's all kinds of resources and information out there. Yeah. And I would encourage people, even if you don't have someone in your family that struggles with that, just to understand it, because these people are a part of our world. And they're just like you and me. Their brains just work different.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's one in every five people.
I mean, it's a lot.
Hey, come on.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought that was really beautiful.
That is beautiful. That was a great rave.
What's your rave for the week?
Mine is about a very fun little girl that is not only empowering, but has become quite the entrepreneur in her young years. Her name is Karis Rogers, and she is responsible for the Flexin' in My Complexion line, which made her the youngest person to show during Fashion Week in New York. By youngest, I mean 12 years old.
Oh my God.
She is...
Look at her.
A goddess.
Well, we have to post a picture of her, right?
Yeah, this is insane. She is a beautiful, beautiful young woman wearing like butterflies and flowers in her hair.
It's insane.
She's phenomenal. So how this came to be is she, at 10 years old, started Flexin' in My Complexion, a line of apparel that aims to empower people of color to feel confident in their own skin. What made me want to start Flexin' in My Complexion was me getting bullied for my skin color. My skin complexion. And I want other people to know that they're not alone. The now famous phrase started as something that Karis's grandmother would tell her as a way to lift her up when she was getting bullied by people in school because of her skin color. I mean, I'm going to stop for a second and say again the fact that we're even talking about this in this day and age, that kids are being teased. I mean, they're teased for everything, but...
Yeah, kids are mean.
It's
but,
unreal.
But, you know, so are adults.
Yeah, I
mean.
I agree. Her line has been worn by everyone from Alicia Keys to Lupita Nyong'o, which Karis says means the world to her because they inspire young girls the same way she wants to. All kinds of celebrities have gotten behind her to back this. She is actually part of a campaign for LeBron James' latest collection with Nike.
Oh.
And I just love that, again, it's not easy. Most of us want to go and hide, myself included, when you're made fun of, when you're teased, whether you're a kid or an adult.
Yep.
And this kid, and because of her grandma always encouraging her and coming up with that cute little phrase, Flexin' in Your Complexion.
I love it.
She took that to another level.
Yeah.
To hope that other kids maybe wouldn't feel alone.
Yeah, she wanted to know that that it's relatable.
Yeah.
She's not alone and neither are they.
Totally.
I love
and
it.
And at such a young age, and now has like this whole line and the t-shirts with the phrase and all that. We're going to post a link to it. She's very inspiring.
Inspiration. I know. A 12-year-old
yep.
to be that inspiring to other kids her age and younger, and also adults.
Totally.
Unbelievable.
I love it.
I love it so much. Aww.
And she is a little queen. I mean, Beyonce posted a picture of her for crying out loud. Like,
absolutely,
shared her.
Absolutely. There's just something about, she's beautiful physically. Yeah. You know, there's no getting around that. But then you look at her pictures too. There's just something else there. There's something inside of her that is strong and beautiful. I love it.
And kudos to all the parents and grandparents or guardians, anyone that is helping rear and raise a child for continuing to comfort them, inspire them, anything.
Yeah. It, and encourage strength and independence and acceptance and all of those things.
That's what kids need.
Yeah. Because when I was a kid, we were encouraged to change. They're like, no, there's something wrong with you. Just change, please. And now I think we're kind of becoming a world that's like, let's try and accept who we are as we are.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. Totally. At least that's the hope.
Right.
That's the hope. And that's kind of why we do this podcast. Let's spread the word about good things and let's all be the best we can be.
Absolutely.
I love it. Jessica.
Dana.
I think that's our show.
I think it is.
Aw, I've enjoyed you.
I've enjoyed you.
I get to enjoy you a lot during the week when I'm editing and you just continue. Continuously make me laugh.
Stop it.
You are so lovely and funny and smart, and I love telling you to shut up and
you are ridiculous about
it. I love it.
You are all of these things and more, and I need to give Dana big kudos and a huge tip of the hat.
What?
Because Dana edits our episodes, and that is like an insurmountable amount of work. And if you people even just saw what one of my breaths looks like amplified and put up on her soundboard. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I just know that it's like Darth Vader. Darth Vader returns.
Oh my God. Whatever. You're delightful.
No, I love this. Seriously. I look forward to it every week.
So do
you You are inspiring and freaking hilarious, and I adore you.
Aw, ditto, lady.
Aww.
I would like to remind everyone how they can get a hold of us.
Yes.
So that you guys can tell us how wonderful we are. No, I'm just kidding. So you guys can send us stories and rants and all these different things. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at the Rants and Raves Podcast. You can reach us through our website, therantsandravespodcast.com. You can find us on Twitter at raves_the, or you can email us directly at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
So usually we go out with either like a point to ponder or something that makes you happy. And this week we're doing something that makes you happy. A listener who we adore sent this to us. I don't know if you remember the episode we talked about, the Jew's harp, the Ozark Mountain harp. This is someone on Instagram. Jessica and I are definitely following now. And we thought you guys might enjoy it too. Her handle is @thespoonlady. Check her out for some fun. I'm going to make Jessica play you just a little bit and then we're going to be gone, guys. So we'll see you next week. Love you. Thanks for listening to us.
Bye.